Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, working with farmers for over 100 years to advance agriculture and farming way of life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the pre-opening commodity market report. This morning, USDA released its ending stocks estimates for June. The numbers look like this for 2006-2007. Corn, 987 million bushels. Soybeans, 610 million bushels. Wheat, 417 million bushels. For 2007-2008, corn, 997 million bushels. Soybeans, 320 million bushels. And wheat, 443 million bushels. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called steady in most locations, but a few are expected to bid 50 cents to a dollar per hundredweight lower initially on weaker pork prices from Friday and tight to negative processing margins. Terminals are called mostly steady with mixed undertones, tops from $45 to $50.50. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $45. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, June 8th, negotiated swine purchases were 8,262. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $62 to $74.50. The weighted average, $69.72, a loss of 9 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.11 to $58.50. The weighted average, $56.13. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 7,226. The base price range was $60 to $74.50. The weighted average, $69.36, a loss of 68 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.56 to $60, and the weighted average was $55.80. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. And Mike, the Eastern Corn Belt might be called now where storms come to die.
And the corn and soybeans are very, very dry. Looking at just the raw numbers from the Midnight Global Forecast Systems model run, the next week, looking at Champaign-Urbana, 21 100ths, less than a quarter inch of rain expected. Again, that's the just the raw numbers. Bloomington Normal, pretty much the same boat, 22 100ths expected. The area all around Illinois, Indiana, even into western Ohio, things will be very, very dry. Dayton, Ohio, not expecting any rain. Again, just the raw model numbers, but zero precipitation for the next 7 days. There does look to be, at least, again, all of this is premised with the computer models, and they have not been extremely accurate in picking up the storms, especially the storms. They have picked up the wider-scale rains, but not the individual storms or the areas where storms hit. But even Dayton, Ohio, the next week, dry. The second week, there are indications that there may be some breakdown in the ridge of high pressure building across the area, and we could possibly see some rain if all goes according to the models. But until that happens, dryness is a concern and will continue to be a concern for much of the Eastern Corn Belt. The forecast consistent with that from over the weekend, drier conditions for the Eastern Corn Belt, especially Eastern Midwest, high pressure building in this week, restricting rainfall. A trough builds off to the east of us, holding the high pressure in place. Storms roll across the plains. They've been having too much rain across the Ozarks in through the eastern portion of Kansas and northeastern Oklahoma, and that's continuing today with big storms in that corner of the country, and rain will continue to be heaviest on Tuesday and Wednesday in the Red River Valley into Kansas, where impressive heavy rain will fall, causing local flooding there. Moderate cool down is expected to move across the Midwest early next week, temporarily knocking down the ridge. Rain and thunderstorms follow the cooling, and that will occur during the first half of next week. High pressure gradually working its way back into the Midwest during the latter part of next week and more likely in the following weekend. So very dry conditions for the rest of this week. Average precipitation for June, Champaign-Urbana, 4.21 inches. So far, we have picked up less than a half of an inch. We're going to hold at 0.48 inches officially for Champaign-Urbana until at least the 16th of the month. So more than half of a month goes past, and we're still looking at a half inch of rain. We're going to have to recoup that sometime or another if we want the crops to benefit. Just quickly looking at other areas of the country, the southeastern U.S., they have broken down their dry pattern, and weekend rainfall likely induced some short-term improvements to crops in portions of the Delta and to a smaller portion to the southeast. Additional rain will further improve crop conditions from Georgia through the Carolinas today through Wednesday. Area from the Delta through Alabama mostly dry Tuesday through around the 18th of the month, and whatever improvements were made in soil moisture from the weekend showers quickly lost as drier, warmer weather resumes in that area. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 524, up 5.5. Last trade up 10.5. September 532 down a quarter, last trade up 8.5. The board to trade July wheat 535.25, up 7.75. Last trade up 8.75. December 565, up 8.5. Last trade up 7.5. July corn open at 396.75, up 14.75. Last trade up 10.5. December 404.5, up 12.25. Last trade up 8.75. July 420, up 7. Last trade up 6.75. July beans open at 838, up 16.5, up last trade up 7.75. November 870, up 15.5, last trade up 6.5. July 2008, 906.5, up 24.5, last trade up 9.25. July soybean meal open at 228.50, up 230, last trade up 280. July soybean oil open at 36, up 63, last trade down 08. Let's go ahead and get Ryan Maple on the phone. He is with F.C. Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Had a report out this morning, the WASDE and crop production. Expect it to be shoved into the background in a nanosecond by weather concerns.
Yeah, I'm not sure we even traded, Dave. I mean, they didn't make any real big unexpected changes on the report. They cut the exports maybe a little bit more on corn than anticipated, taking them down 50 million. Other than that, that report is pretty well in line. Wheat production maybe a touch less than what they were looking for, but everybody's going to be tuned in to the weather. We're going to be 10 to 15 better on corn and beans as we get started. I certainly would not rule out a limit move on the day, and it's all based on weather. Right now, we don't see any meaningful rain to the eastern corn belt until we get out to early mid next week at best. And I think the confidence level of that becomes questionable at this point because they keep thinking we're going to see rain over here, and it doesn't materialize. So the challenge for the trade then becomes trying to weigh what is, decent crop conditions in the West and in some areas excellent conditions against a crop that is beginning to get stressed in the eastern Corn Belt and how that plays out for this next crop year. So I think the trade's got a job to do to try and balance that, and to some extent we're off and running again. If we close basically where we were at in the overnight, we've broken out to the upside, and one's got to turn a little bit more bullish stuff for the near term.
Turn your attention to some particulars. We had new contract highs overnight in wheat and soybeans. Soybeans came back significantly after the Malaysian crude palm oil market just collapsed. It's been down now 16% in the last several sessions. That's just a bloodbath there.
It is, but oil has gotten carried away. I mean, nationwide, we've got people starting to find places, looking for places to put bean oil. So the bean market has gotten a little bit carried away, and that's going to limit how far beans go. I certainly would not think beans would make a limit-type move today, drugged down by the bean oil market. And I think that's what's going to hamper the beans from getting real carried away out here.
And then on the corn, what do you expect to the upside? Are we looking at 410, the December basis, by the time the day is over?
it would not surprise me at all, Dave, to see us make that kind of a run. I think corn is going to be very strong as people just buy the just-in-case type mode. You've got a lot of end users that are still short-bought out here that need to step in and get some coverage on, and odds are the funds step right back in there and own it again today.
And let's go ahead and turn our attention to the Merck side. What are you seeing there today?
Well, I tell you, the hogs just don't seem to be coming in as quick as we thought, yet the market just continues to break. We probably break the hog market a little bit more, but I'm getting to the point where I think hogs are a buying opportunity down here, that we'll see this turn back around. I would not be an avid hedger down in these areas. I think it bounces back up. With cattle, you've got some of that issue with the Korean beef export market, where we sent some beef over there that shouldn't have gone, and we've got some issues there that are going to thwart demand for the near term. So cattle probably struggle to get anything big time going.
Cattle weights are declining, however.
Yeah, which means we're getting a little bit more current. So I don't know. I don't get real fired up on that cattle market.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. And Brian joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.